strung out sound man, the promoter dude. The Indigo Girls are described as the iconic folk duo. Amy Ray and Emily Saliers have been performing for more than 25 years. Tomorrow night, they will perform songs from the 80s as well as their current hits with the BPO.
We picked about 19 songs, and they range from the oldest, you know, the first record to the most recent record, just like a little smattering of songs that we felt like would sound good with orchestras. And we had composers write string parts and horn parts for everybody. And, you know, we've had the charts for a while. We've done four shows so far with symphonies, and it's been incredible. It's been so fun, and, you know, the audience it's just as relaxed as a normal Indigo show, but it's with the symphony, so it's kind of cool, you know. Everybody gets real into it, and it's a brand new experience for us, too, so we're really into it. We don't play by ourselves. The whole show is just me and Emily with the full orchestra, and it runs the gamut. So it's a completely different experience from any way that anybody's seen us before. I mean, we've just never done this. And basically, we go in the day of the show, run through every song one time, and that's it. And the players in these symphonies are just so good, and they're reading charts, and they're just so good that they can just play it like that. And it's fun. It's a totally fun experience because it's obviously... very fresh, because, I mean, we play through the song one time with the symphony, and every time we play in a different city, it's a different orchestra, so they interpret it differently. And so it's, you know, it always feels new to us, so that gives us a certain excitement, too.
Is it part of recreating yourself, since you would put your first record out in 1987, 25 years later, is that part of the recreation of your work in the new music world?
No, I think it's just, I mean, it's more like... rather than a recreation, I guess we just are always looking for new things to do and new challenges and musically new things to kind of give us a little bit of a kick, you know, and get us working hard. And I think for us, it just provides a whole other dimension to what we're doing, and so it keeps it fresh, you know. But we, you know, we have a new record that came out last year, and we're still touring and making new records and stuff, so it's not like we're taking old material and redoing it so that we have like a different perspective. It's more like just another aspect of what we do.
And tell us a little bit about your producing history. You've had some solo projects as well. You've had the recent release of Beauty Queen Sister. Just tell us a little bit about some of your past record labels and your history in producing albums.
We started out, me and Emily did, as independent artists back in the 80s. And, We started playing in high school, and then in college we started putting our own records out, and then we got a record deal with Epic Records that was part of Sony. And we stayed with them for a long time. We made, I think, 9 records with them, something like that, 8 or 9. And then went to another label for a couple years, and then we just decided to go independent again. So we've been independent for the last 4 or 5 records. And we just, you know, put them out every couple years, and we just keep writing and keep touring. Our latest one is Beauty Queen Sister, and we're working with a cool group of musicians from Nashville on that record with a producer that we worked with off and on throughout our career. Our first record with him was Rites of Passage, which was kind of a turning point for us. So we brought him back in he has really great ideas and always challenges us. So we did that, and I've had some solo records in the last 12 years. I've put out 6 solo records, and that's just kind of a side project I do. I have my own indie label, and I do like a rock, kind of rock punk sort of thing on the side.
Tell us about Beauty Queen Sister. What's the meaning behind it?
That title, that was a song on the record, and we just liked the sound of the words. I think we felt like it was a little bit ironic, maybe, in some ways for us, and but also kind of a shout-out to all kinds of beauty queen sisters, you know, of different ilks. And I think we just liked the feel of it. It just encompassed a lot of stuff for us.
A mama's got a friend named Monkey Man with a 2-seater bike and a tattoo standing. He's gonna take me.
Well, Amy Ray of the Indigo Girls, you'll be on stage Friday night at Klein Hands Music Hall with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. Thank you so much for talking about your music.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All that riding, I've been losing ground most of my life. Hang on tight, hang on tight, hang on tight.